the brother and the sister. You remember the names?
Yes.
Yes, what are the names?
Anag and Shweta.
Good. Anag and Shweta, brother and sister. They were not only brother and sister, but they were also great friends. You know the meaning of friends? They were great friends. They used to meet together, plan together, talk of their own hearts, intimate matters of life. So they were great friends. This was the time when Anag had just finished his examination. And after the examination, there is always a long interval, holiday. So this was the time when our story begins, like the time of a vacation. So during the vacation, there is a lot of leisure. You can talk at length. Shweta was a great musician, budding musician. I don't say great musician, budding musician. She had beautiful voice. She used to play on harmonium. She used to play on sitar. She used to play on dilruba. You have seen dilruba?
No.
No. You must see dilruba one day. She used to play on dilruba. And she knew the melodies of Indian music very well. You know there are many melodies of Indian music? Have you heard of them? No. Many, many melodies. You ask Dipti one day, she will tell you the melodies of Indian music. So Shweta was a good budding musician. But Anag, although he liked music very much, his main interest was thinking. He was a budding thinker. Shweta was a budding musician, and Anag was a budding thinker. You know what is a thinker? What is a thinker? Let me write down the word thinker. It's a very important word. Tell me.
Many ideas?
Yes. One who has lots of ideas. Any other answer? Yes.
Thinking about many things.
Yes.
I think he was a young philosopher.
Yes, budding philosopher. Good. You have got exactly the right point which I wanted to come to. He was a budding philosopher. Budding philosopher, but not yet a philosopher. As we will see in the story, gradually he will become a philosopher. Gradually. But we shall see later on how he becomes a philosopher. There is a long distance between becoming a thinker and becoming a philosopher. There is a long journey. But to become a philosopher, you should first be a thinker. Only when you are a thinker, you can gradually become a philosopher. So that was the path, of course, for him. Now today, when both sister and the brother were having a morning walk, Anag told his sister, "I do not like that our big house is used only by you and me. We have how many things in the house, isn't it? Yesterday we counted how many things were there. You remember?
There's 20 rooms.
20 rooms. and different rooms have different things in it, no? So, he said to his sister, I do not like that our house is used only by two of us. Today I want to tell our grandfather that we should open our house to all the children, all the people of the village. That was the idea in the mind of Anag. And Shweta liked the idea very much. Yes, why not? There are so many children in the village. They should all have the benefit of all the facilities that these 20 rooms provide to us. With this idea, they came back home, and after bath, etc., when the grandfather also was alone, Anak told Shweta, shall we now go to the grandfather and make this proposal? You know, it is not easy to make a proposal to a man of great age and who has a great authority in the house. So they were having little heartbeat. You know heartbeat? And the heart beats a little more strongly. You are not very easy to approach a very grand old man. But anyway, Shweta was all the time with Anak and she gave support to her brother. And then both of them went to the grandfather and said, Grandfather, it is not right that we are the only two persons to use this beautiful house. It is very good house, but why don't we allow all the children of the whole village to come into this room, into this house and use this house? They can go to the museum, they can go to the library, they can go to all the things that are here. They should be able to see the telescope. They should be able to see the images of planets and stars and galaxies. Why not? So they asked the grandfather and said, shall we not do it? They were very afraid to put this idea to the grandfather. But ultimately, Anak put this idea. The grandfather was a very nice man, very affectionate man. But he said, these children do not know how to use things. They will spoil everything if they come into the house. It is not proper. Everything will be ruined. Children will climb up somewhere. They will tear off the paintings. They'll misuse the books. There are so many globes, so many maps. They'll all be ruined. They do not know how to use them. So the grandfather simply rejected the idea. Said, no, this will not be allowed. So they came back. What to do? So, next day again they went to the grandfather and said, we have decided that we shall invite all the children and explain to them how to use all these things. It's a good idea, isn't it? How to use. We shall teach them how to use them. But the grandfather said, it is not easy to teach anybody so easily. It takes time to learn, and you don't have much time. You have just given your examination, that is to say, Anak had just given the examination, and I am now planning that as soon as your results will come out, you will go to a big city for your higher education, and you won't be here, and when you are not here, the whole place will be ruined by these children if I allow them to come in. Now this was a very important argument. So for a few days, both the sister and the brother went on reflecting as to what to do. So ultimately, one day they went to the grandfather again and said that even if Anag goes away, Shweta will be here and Shweta will teach others. But grandfather was not convinced. So the whole idea remained undecided. In the meantime, the days were passing, the month of April passed, month of May passed, and then came the month of June. April, May, June. Now the results were to come out on the 5th of June. And the sister was very, very anxious and eager that the results would come out and then there will be a big celebration, because she was sure that her brother, being very bright and brilliant, he will come out with flying colors in the examination.